ass. I'm over there fucking. Bet I made it.
I wanna let that Mac fly just like my nigga dope.
I'ma let this Mac fly with this. Hold on. Got a drop on this flexin' nigga. He from Tennessee. I had a thought. She be with this shit. She told me where he be. I say for sure. Baby, let me know if you wanna eat. She like Vaughn. You already know. Just put your girl on fleek. I'm like, cool. I can do that, boo. What you want? Some shoes? Jimmy Choo. With a handbag too. Red or baby blue. She get the smile. She ain't used to this. Cause she ain't used to shit. I'm just laughing. Could have been a pimp. The way I move my lip. I be speeding. Could have been a driver. The way I push the whip. You a hoe. Could have been a bitch. The way you throw. But fuck that, right back to the script. Cause this a major lick. He got bricks, plus his neck and icy. And it matches wrist, now it's like six. Told her hit his phone, meet her in the wick. But he ain't go, but he ain't that slow. Say meet him at the store, I'm like cool. Let him run his move, do what he gon' do. Cause this the plot, put him in a pot. Let it cook like stew, I grab my Glock. It been through a lot, but it's
what's going on world, how y'all doing? This is Snickers Run My Life, episode 29. What's going on, it's your boy Sean P.
It's your boy Duffy.
Hey, we got another guest. We finally got this young man because he's been hustling on these streets. He busy, we busy, you know, and we, you know, we finally back. And do I want to tell this story?
Yep.
I don't remember. I just had a brain fart, but I'll get to it, you know, in the episode. But yeah, but our boy, Retro Rico.
Yo.
You said double, double, double?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
I'm not used to it. What's up, bro? How you doing? State your name, gangster.
What's going on?
Yeah, you're gonna have to put that mic. I'm sorry, bro.
Can't be that close.
Yeah, so tell the world a little bit about yourself, man. What's going on? What's going on in the streets, man?
Just, you know, boy Retro Rico, from Chicago. Been in Atlanta. Atlanta's like my second home pretty much. But yeah, I just love sneakers, man.
How long you been in Atlanta?
I've been in Atlanta on and off. Damn near my whole life.
Oh, he's from Atlanta now. Nah. That's all we're with. Nah. He can't claim that.
But he says it's on and off. He ain't stayed here a solid, continuously.
How old are you? 27?
33.
Excuse me?
33.
Bro, you're not 33, bro.
Yes, bro. He's 33. My age. Well, he's older than me, actually.
33?
Yeah.
33, yeah.
You 04?
05.
So I'm the baby here.
Shout out Stevenson High School.
Okay, what's happening?
Eastside Stevenson. So, you graduated in Georgia. Oh, you from Georgia. You from Georgia, bro.
I thought you right after that.
I ain't see you now, Ma. I'm done. I'm grown now. I'm going back home.
Hey, also world, do not don't mind the horns or whatever. We outside of Low 5 points and Biden just won, so you know.
They going crazy.
You're gonna hear that. So I do wanna ask you about Chicago. So these shows that you see, are they representing y'all city or whatever, or is not?
The closest representation of Chicago was The Chi. That's like the okay. That's the closest one.
I like that show.
Yeah,
The Chi was cool.
That's not it.
What was another show? Was another show. I know that movie. I hated that movie. The Spike Lee movie.
That was horrible. That one Nick Cannon was in?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was trash.
It wasn't like...
First off,
it wasn't
y'all
good.
Saw a movie with Nick Cannon in it? Y'all knew that was going to be ass.
Chill out, bro. Drumline. Drumline was the truth. Drumline was the truth. Don't
not because
like
of that nigga acting. Drumline it was because was it was right. for the South. It was Battle of the Bands. So you telling me you looked at him and was like
so
this.
So Drumline wasn't good because of Nick Cannon.
I'm not saying it was good because of him, but, you know...
Exactly.
It was a decent movie.
It was good because it was like Battle of the Bands. Yeah. That's our
you
culture.
You guys are lying.
So you saw
I watched the movie because of Nick Cannon, bro. That's a good movie.
That's
some light skin shit.
No,
that's because you light skin. You like Nick Cannon.
So hold on. What's the other movie, the dancing shit with Chris Brown? What was that called?
Stump the Yard. That one.
Did y'all like Stump the Yard?
It was cool.
Oh, y'all. Okay, next subject.
I like that because I like Fresh too. Like, I went to college, so I like Fresh. That's some shit that I'm into, but not because of the per se actors, but Columbus Short is a way better actor than fucking Nick Cannon. So,
So, if we would have any other actor in Drumline, it would have been still good movie.
I'm sure.
I don't see it. Look, I don't think it would have made a difference.
I like the concept because, first off, it was Dallas Austin's story. It was based around the Atlanta culture, the Battle of the Bands. We go to the Battle of the Bands every year here. So I liked it from that point of view. But just to say, I'm going to see Nick Cannon's new movie? No. He's not the reason why I went to go see that.
You got a point.
You told me, you said, I'm finna go see Nick Cannon's new movie?
back then, Nick Cannon was the shit, and now he's still the shit because of Wild Now.
Oh, see, no, I wasn't a Nick Cannon fan like that. I'm not a Nickelodeon fan either, so I know that's where he came from.
He was like a Disney nigga.
For me to go watch, like, Wildin' Out, yeah, I'm watching that because that's his show and it's funny as hell. But Drumline, that wasn't all your Nick.
See, I didn't even watch Wildin' Out like that.
I can't. I'm not going to watch anything that he got.
Okay, I'm done talking about Nick Cannon. You didn't watch Wildin' Out? Okay, that's it.
I said I didn't watch it like that. Just
that is a good show. Wildin'
Out is funny as hell.
Yes.
You gotta watch that.
Because of Nick Cannon. But anyway, we're not going to dwell on Nick Cannon. Shout out to Nick Cannon. Anyway.
All right, my brother. Back to these shoes. What's your kick of the day, my brother?
Oh, we wearing Band Ones.
Band Ones. Okay. Yes, they crispy, too. They look undies for us.
Today.
I can tell. I said,
oh, yeah, because look, y'all told me, he's like, oh, yeah, we wearing Mochas and Travis Scott. So, like, damn, I got to bring some heat out. Like, what do I want?
Yeah.
We made it a one affair.
Yeah, you know.
But guess what? That shoe right there, it will never, like these shoes right here doesn't mean anything. That shoe will forever, ever, oh, yeah, ever, that's ever be classic and all that stuff.
My favorite retro one, hands down.
So that retro four, right? So I'm not I like certain ones on the fours or whatever. So it's a good shoe, but when I look down, it just didn't, I guess, whatever.
Which one are you talking about?
The Fire Red.
Oh yeah, nah, yeah. They didn't do it for me.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a good shoe. It's a great shoe, but like
Mom Dude said, she wanted it. She told me, she was like, I want a size 7. I was like, all right. She said she just remembered us from having it back in the day. She was like, I know. I was like, it got the Nike Air on the back, so whatever. Yeah, we'll get it for you.
It's nice, but I think the, like I said, the nostalgic effect of it is what's making everybody really want it. But the quality of this batch just is not there.
Terrible.
Like, well, I mean, maybe
you're the second person that I heard it too.
They be off and on.
They look like somebody played ball in them already.
G told me, he was like, bro, you're not gonna like them. He was like, your Mars is better. I was like,
that's the one I wish I had. I wish I had
those. So
like, all right, damn.
So
Hellcats.
So that shoe. I mean, with the Mars on it, just because that print is, it makes it hold a way better shoe.
I would say way better shoe, better quality. Though.
Okay, guys, we can give up the qualities. That stuff is not happening unless it's one of these collaborations, something like that, for real, for real. That quality stuff is over with, bro. It's not. But I wanted to go on to Chicago because you said the Shy. So as far as, like, the lingo, what y'all like famous dishes out there? Like the deep dish?
Deep dish
like
pizza?
Deep dish pizza, you know, you got.
How you feel about Geno's? No. See, look, you know what? Retro Rick told me the same. He was like, bruh, it ain't Geno's. I was like, bet I fucking love Geno's. He was like, no, you got to go there with me so I can take it to a real piece. So I'm like, damn. So I've been like, I feel like somebody tricked me or something. I thought Geno's was just the shit. So what's your spot? What's your go-to pizza spot? You go home.
Honestly, I don't even eat pizza like that no more.
Yo, who man's this? I'm sorry, I'm gonna eat pizza the rest of my life. No teeth and all.
So have you had Fellini's?
Yeah.
You like that pizza? Oh, he's
That's what you get. Sean, think Fellini's is the best pizza in Atlanta.
That's the best pizza in the world, bro.
I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. Like, the first time I went there and I got it, granted, it's a nice size for the slice, yeah. But when I went to pick it up and everything fall off the shit, I'm like, what is this?
I think that was just a bad day. Yeah, I never had that issue.
But I never had an issue either, but...
Like, literally, like sausage, everything just fall off the damn pizza when I'm picking them. Like,
oh, yeah, I can give you that. So you like Nancy's?
It's decent.
I never had Nancy's.
This is a tough critic right here, bro. You never had Nancy's?
Nah.
It's cool.
It's not bad, but it's not something I would recommend somebody go to.
I like this spot called Roses downtown in Five Points by the MARTA station. They got some good-ass pizza. Real Italians down there whipping the sauce up in the back on that shit. I was like, yeah.
Let me see the movie again. All right, so if y'all don't know, Retro Rico is a do you like to label yourself as a reseller or a businessman?
Businessman.
Okay, say no more. So Retro Rico is a businessman.
Entrepreneur, yeah.
Entrepreneur. He does sell shoes or whatnot, and I'm pretty sure he sells other things, not the bad stuff. I'm saying, like, you know, good. He's positive. So I bought one shoe from you.
Yeah.
And more in the future. But yeah, so how do you feel like the reselling is going right now? Or excuse me, the business of selling shoes is going? Like,
I think it's pretty good still. You know, it slowed down just a little bit, you know, when everybody stopped getting that extra 600 a week. But for the most part, it's still consistent.
So, was it hot when you first started? Was it hot?
What shoe got you into it?
Yeah, what?
What was the first shoe you like, oh, I got 4 pair of these. Let me sell these joints.
The first pair that got me into it, and actually just reselling, was the Space Jam 11s.
Okay.
Okay.
The 2016.
Oh, I was about to say, damn. Oh,
nine?
Nah,
2016.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But okay. For me, before that, it was more so I'm just, you know, I'm getting a lot of my shoes and whatnot, and I'm helping my friends get there because I was like, you know, I got relationships with the guys in the store. So when all the whole, everybody running to the malls at 6, 8 a.m. to stand in line to get shoes, I didn't have to do that anymore because I had a relationship with them. So they put my size 12 to the side. I'm walking in, you know, 11, 12 o'clock, get my shoe, and I'm out. So my friends were like, man, help me get this. So I would, you know, they'd be like, you know, I'll give you $50. So I'm offering the dude in the store, like, yo, I need an extra size. You take 25. We just split the money. He's like, all right, cool. And that's how I helped my friends get shoes, and it just kept growing from there. So, like, my friends will tell their friends and other people. So
No. Yeah, you know. You're right there. And then move it.
Yeah. It's got to be so close.
Or you just might have to just project a little further.
That's all good. But, yeah, so, I mean, it was just, you know, helping my friends out for the most part in the beginning. And then it just, the word of mouth kind of just made it spread. Like, hey, you need to holler at Rico. He can help you get this. He can help you get that. So that's why I never really took on the title of being the plug. You know, I'm going to connect. You know, I'm going to connect you with who or whatever you need to get the shoes and whatnot. So.
Bullshit. You are the plug now, sir. You are that guy.
When Nike called me, then I'm the plug.
Hey, I be thinking they calling you. I be like, no.
I know a few people. Shout out to them. I ain't saying no names, but
hey, no, keep your shits on lock. That's how you keep your connects. Yeah,
so who controls the market? Like who? So because I know some people, and so I know, like, say the Union 4, right? It comes out, right? So
Chris, we still need a Union 4, man.
So who do y'all say? All right, as soon as that shoe drop, I'm gonna put this price on it, or y'all wait for it? A StockX or GOAT or whatever.
I don't base my prices off StockX or GOAT.
Okay.
None of them.
Do you base it off the work you put in to get the shoe?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If I got to go out of town, like I said, if I fly to LA, fly to Chicago, New York, whatever, oh yeah, you paying for that.
Yeah.
Because now I got to incorporate other expenses as well. Hotels, Ubers, rental cars, whatever the case may be. So all that stuff gets factored into my price.
Talk. I say I got them on the hotels. I'm trying to
lock
in.
Oh, yeah. I got you. Yeah, we good.
So I'm going to let y'all know, everybody's not thinking like this, especially the young folks. So I get it. We get it because we're older, mature, got it. But these young folks ain't thinking like, oh, nigga, you went to Cali. They ain't thinking like that. They, bro. StockX says this, and I know you hate that. I know you hate it.
I hate that shit, and I don't even sell sneakers. I just be like, who cares?
But you got to think about it. You got to think about it. They're not thinking what you have to go through. They're just thinking, exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't want you to get too upset because these young punks don't know, you know? No disrespect to y'all young folks, but
it used to bother me. I'm not going to lie, but the more I got into it, I started realizing, okay, people just don't know, and they may not have been in the game as long as, you know, as we have. So, because before that, you know, it was just what I felt like the shoe was worth to me. Everything was sentimental value to it.
Sentimental value.
So now that because they don't have that, they didn't get the experience getting those shoes. Now you have a platform to base it off of. So it's cool. That's all you know. That's fine. But I'm not from that era, so we're not going off that.
And I'm big on sentimental. Like, I'm all about, like, even if on a trade, I don't care if that shoe worth $400 and my shoe worth $200. If I want that shoe and you want this shoe, we can make that trade because it was one of those, you have what I got and I want what you got, and we can swap it out. These kids, that shoe not worth that. You got to double up. Oh, no, I need 2 for $1. I'm like,
I'll trade you this 10 for this 9.5. Give me $35. Like, I'm not giving you $35.
For a size swap?
Like, no.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like,
hey, you know, a lot of stores do that. When we try to sell them a shoe, they'll go to StockX or GOAT just to see what the market value is. Not just saying, hey,
that's because they not in the culture.
Them folks they, up the street.
We're not even going to get in. Yeah, I'm not going to.
They don't know no better. They got to base it off something like that, because if the people in your store can't come up with that shit in their head, they got to be like, well, what's the next best thing to do it? The next thing that people are buying from? GOAT, StockX, shit like that.
And I understand from their point of view as well, because they're a business. You know what I'm saying? They got to keep the lights on. So they be like, all right, what's this shoe going for? Bet. Just like if I had this Union 4 and I take it in there, I guarantee they be like $400.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, you know, they got
to,
you know.
Maybe. Shit.
They're going to try to double.
Doing they might want to get it for the lowest price.
How much is this shoe going for StockX?
What is it? Size 13? I say about 650 on StockX right now.
They gonna hit well.
But in fact, let's check and see to see how accurate. I just want to see if I'm even right. Yeah. Just because
I think around six something for real talk.
I'm about to look.
Yes, they're still honking. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're supposed to be excited.
I'm so excited.
They did this shit on a Saturday, so we can get fucked.
600.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, they're gonna offer you 350.
So if I gave you eight right now, you'll
We talked about that already. We're gonna leave that off here. But that's another thing too. I'm just like, you shouldn't have to base your prices just off of this, because even for myself, like if you ask me for a specific shoe that I got in my inventory, I can tell you a price off the top of my head right now. I can probably name my inventory to you off the top of my head.
Go on, challenge. Go ahead. Let's see what he's talking about. Go ahead.
You got a Mocha UNC 1. Three?
Mocha 1? All of them 400.
How much they going for? This is the work phone. How much they going for?
I can name the sizes off if you want. Like, but that's how detailed oriented I am with my business. It's like, if I can't speak to it myself, how are you going to take me serious and want to pay my price?
Exactly.
What about you? Got Travis?
I got my personal Travis.
I'll see. Okay.
I got Cactus Trail Travis in the size 10.
How much?
5.
I think that's lower than that, but yeah.
Well,
I think that trail done do too well.
You see, he said size 10. I forgot what I was looking up. What shoe I was looking up? What you asking for?
I forgot too. Mocha.
Oh shit!
What you got on your damn? did he tell you? I blessed him.
Oh yeah, he did tell me. Yeah.
Yeah, he was looking kind of sad lately. So I was like, man, here you go, bro.
Hey, I told him. I was like, bro, it just went rough for
it. Rough out
like,
these streets.
Yeah, I remember you told me. Yeah.
It was rough on these streets.
High. What the hell?
What is it?
For
a 10. Well, yeah, do the 10. Hurry up.
Shit.
Hey, give us some time. Man.
Yeah.
No, you don't have time.
350.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's fine. Because after that StockX shit is going to come up to be, it's going to be 520. So, yeah. So, Rico won it or whatever. So.
Majority of my prices usually, my except for like collabs or super high-end hype shoes, they're usually within that same price range anyway.
I feel like you paying for, like I said, your time and the access is in hand now. You got to wait for shipping. You're worried about stealing your box. Your box right here. I'm all about security. It's almost like some street shit. Security. Oh, you can make the box land, the load? Nigga, you good to go. I need security, bro.
That's why I've been trying to figure out why everybody wants to base everything off StockX. Like, okay, say they got the Mochas in a 7.5 men's. Unicorn size, rarely find it.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to give it to you for StockX price, but it's going to take 2 weeks for you to get it from them. I can give it to you today.
Exactly.
Why am I going to charge you less?
And you don't know if that box is going to make it.
You don't know if it's going to make it. You don't even know if it's real, to be honest.
Facts.
So why am I going to take less than what they're offering, and I'm giving you a more premium service?
Exactly.
It's 9 times out of 10 when you buy from me.
And I'm pulling up.
I'm either going to meet you somewhere that you feel comfortable, or I'm pulling up to your house.
Did you hear him? Premium service. He's a business.
Yeah,
that's not business, man.
You got to pay for that.
All right, so the sneakers app. Talk to me. Now, we're not dropping no gems. No, we're not giving out the good stuff. But how do you feel about the sneakers app?
Do you feel it's fair?
Yes.
As fair as it can be, because at the end of the day, Nike's only worried about making their profit. So they don't. It's like they could do, if they do more to try to stop the bots and whatnot that's on there, it's not going to change much. They're going to find another way to get around it.
Because me personally, I feel like Nike has the money to invest in fucking security, cyber security, where they can block all that shit. They just want the shit to get bought. They don't care. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I agree.
What you think?
They don't care about that.
They ain't gonna do all that.
Yeah.
Because they have the money too. They just because like,
the money that caused they bought 10
pairs.
That
good. That's 10 pairs.
Their goal is to sell. Run. Their goal is to get rid of him.
They don't care who buy. It's not like a store.
I can say this though. Like, they need to show more love to the big feet. Folks, for real. So I went for another 13 for that Mocha, right? Sold out. So you know it took what? 10 minutes?
I told you.
Right. So it took 10
you
minutes.
Listen to me.
It took 10 minutes, right? It took 10 minutes. Let's say 10 minutes, right? I went for that 10 and hit immediately.
What I told you.
Yeah.
Are you told me to go for the 10?
I've been telling this man. I've been giving him gems on sneakers out for the longest.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. I'm glad.
Well, I wanted a number 2. That's what I wanted. But
I mean, use your Travis for 1, and then you don't even like the Mochas like that. Use that for your number 2.
No. I like the mocha. I just said people just hyping it up because of the Travis.
Man,
that's all I said.
It's like
y'all. I'm finna call him out right now.
Okay, let's get on it. Okay,
let's call him out. On it. Go back to episode like 13 of us, y'all. He did not fuck with the mocha ones at all. He was I don't want that shit. I got the Travis. Yeah,
No. I just didn't understand the whole hype about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, why y'all so hype about this shoe?
It's a mixture of, you know, people who don't have the Travis, so they want the mocha. But then you got people like me and Duffy, you know, I like the OG color block to the shoe. So that's why I like the Travis. I mean, I like the mocha, not the Travis.
But
I got both.
I saw as soon as I got, I was like, oh, boy, I'm rocking that shoe. I'm talking about camo. Like, I already figured, like, I'm going to rock that shit.
This shoe came out 10 years ago, would have been crazy.
Yeah, it still would have went. It still would have sold out.
It'll sell, but it wouldn't have went crazy like, oh, I need it.
But at the same time, you got to think it was a different time before now.
I'm about to say, not 10.
Nothing was really selling out except for collabs even then. You still had...
2 years. What was that, 2010?
What was it? Even just last year alone, you had Jordan 1s that everybody thought was hot that were still sitting on shelves. So... Only time stuff is really selling out now is because of COVID, if that's what they want to call it.
You know, everybody know the shoes that's going to sell out the most is the Christmas shoe, which is the 11th. That's going to sell out. And like an infrared, something that's OG that people, like, the kids are getting on the hype, like, ooh, I need an OG because OG is supposed to solidify your collection. So that's what people try to go after. That's what's going to be naturally hype outside of a collab. Of course, collabs going to be hype, but as far as colorways, they try to get all as OG as natural as they can get. And that's just how the game is. This shit, it's always been like that. Even me, back in the day, I used to be like, when I got to a certain amount of drawers, I think I was probably like 300 pairs. I was like, if it's not an OG color, I'm not buying it. And I had literally just put this shit in my head. So that's when I was like, I'm just going to buy SBs and shit. And I'm like, I'm done with Jordan. If it ain't an OG color, I don't even want it. And then I was like,
I'm in the same boat right now.
And it gets that way. I'm like, because when he came out with all those eights, I was buying like them pea pods and them oranges and shit. And I was like, why am I even buying these shit? It's like, for real. They got hella dope ass apparel, though. I can say that. But I was like, he only had the playoffs, the chromes. I'm like, if they had the playoffs, the chromes, the buzz money, it's like, I don't even want them shit. So the aquas, I don't even want the eights. And then I'm like,
I need them.
And now I'm like, damn.
I beat them shits to the ground.
I think everybody
Which
did.
One?
The aquas? Playoff eights.
I'll playoff eights.
I think we hooped in those.
My Bugs Bunny's actually still straight.
That's crazy. I don't know. I get them Pops?
Nah. Not the eights. Pops don't have a pair of eights.
I don't know what I did with mine. I've been giving a lot of shoes away. A lot of shoes away.
But that's why you be blessed.
Yeah.
Because I don't give away too much.
Me either.
Because I wear all my sneakers too. Like, I tell people, yeah, even when I'm buying, if I'm buying from like a businessman like yourself, I buy a shoe and they be like, hey, bro, this is my price. I'm like, that's cool, bro. I'm buying it to wear it. I don't want you to think I'm trying to get a cheaper price because I'm going to go try to sell and make money. Like, nigga, I will put that shit on my foot right in front of you. Like, I buy shoes to wear shoes. I don't buy
it's
shoes
good,
to sell
It's a
shoes.
Good-looking shoe, but I think it...
Motherfucker, I feel like a champ right now with this shoe on. You see how I'm sitting up? My back is killing me. And I'm sitting upright.
Hey, you a champ? Because there's so many people that couldn't even get them. I mean, you got late pairs coming through the city now, so people, you know, finally starting to get blessed with their pairs and whatnot.
But oh, yeah, I had special access. Oh, yeah. Special thank to Rico.
Rico. Oh, I get credit for that one.
I appreciate that too because, like I said,
yeah,
like
he said, "Hey man, do this." I said, "Say no more,"
and it worked.
Yep,
I appreciate it.
You finna buy some mo shoes?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I am. Hey, yeah, question.
That's my fiance, by the way.
Because I got the question. Cause I told I wanted to ask you. So you know, we heard the story off camera. How you guys met? Was she a sneakerhead before you met her, or did she follow suit with you?
Oh, she's still not following suit. She just like certain shoes here and there.
Well, that's crazy. Nigga, my son's mama literally just texted me like, "Hey, I'm gonna need those. Can you?" I'm like, "What?
Look, the fuck? What's so crazy?
I don't have access no more.
He sure don't.
I don't have that access no more."
Jeff is not the guy.
I'm gonna tell this story. I know she might not like this story. It's not a big deal. But so we like, you know, she was getting ready to come here with me and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I was like, "Oh, just." But she was like, "What shoe should I wear?" I'm like, "Shit, throw the Off-White 5s or Off-White 4s on. It don't matter."
Slight
like,
flex. Go ahead.
Yo, who man is this? Thank you, by the way, for not wearing that shoe. That shoe hurts my feelings every time I see it.
That's my girl. So
do you have that in a
shoe,
size 10?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I can get it, though. We'll talk after this.
He don't want them problems. Go ahead and finish the story, man.
But
go
yeah,
ahead.
So she was getting ready. She was like, oh, I don't even like this shoe. You might just sell it. I'm like, you sure? Because I'll sell it tomorrow.
Nigga, tomorrow. That should be going today.
This is the Off-White, right?
Yeah,
right.
Off-White.
Oh, my God. People sell like their kids for that shoe, I'm telling you.
I'm about to say, folks out here kidnapping folks and then unmarked vans for them shoes.
You don't know. I guarantee you, if you had that shoe around your neck, that should be gone.
But I mean, she don't ask for nothing. Like, she's literally like, oh, I like these shoes like 5 times. I'm like, out of 5, you know, 5 shoes, whatever. She want them, she can get them. It's no big deal. That's the least I can do, especially in my.
What you wear, 7.5 in women? Oh, yeah.
You good like me, yeah.
Hey, you know, I've been dealing with shoes my whole life. That's a premium size. You talking about giving up that 4?
That's what Ace started wearing.
Nah, she wear. Yeah. No, not in women.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Shout out to DJ A-Star.
Yeah, that's the homie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my girl like that too. She wears, you know, but a car she bought a fake. I threw them shits away.
As you should, yeah.
Yes. She had a
I throw them in the fireplace and burn them.
She what is she she bought a Yeezy.
Yeah.
She had a pink turtle dove or some shit.
Hey, I kid you not. Bruh. My son mama said she liked them. She was like, this color is so. I was like, that ain't it.
Right.
Bruh. And I was still working at the store. That she was like, y'all getting these? I was like, no.
Hell no.
I said, bro, I have a sneaker podcast. You got fake shoes on. That was like terrible. a little disagreement at the house. I'm like, bro, you can't wear that kind of stuff. You can't do that because they see you. I'm like,
they're going to
question
house.
Me now. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. It's like, yeah, exactly. So I threw them shits away. And then actually prior to me like really getting to know her, she has some fake Braid 11s.
That might have been a done deal for me.
I said, oh no, but it wasn't her fault.
Yeah, her previous.
With it.
Yeah,
all before. I said, oh, yeah. That's how you know you upgraded.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's one of the coming shoes and shit. Yeah, definitely. But yeah, them shoes had to go. Like, I record them, put them in like the big ass apartment we was in. Yep. See ya. What else? Back to the sneaker app. So I liked the fact that they put me on game. Well, they doing like little I wouldn't call it documentary, but the little dunk stuff.
Yeah.
The episodes and stuff. Well, whatever. They really mainly talking about SBs or whatnot. Well, dunks too, but they getting onto the SBs and too. Some of that stuff I didn't even know. And I'm not an SB guy, so I'm not like, you know, I know it's heavy right now, so I don't really get caught up into it.
SB's always been heavy.
That's a fact.
I'm not heavy on it. I'm not heavy on it. So, like, I'm not going to go get no SB because everybody in their mom going to get. I got to, you know, see what's going on. So, now that I know the history, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, converted?
Nope. But
I don't think that's ever going
to. I appreciate it even more. Like,
he don't like how I look on his feet.
I didn't know, like they kind of, you know, how they, you know, they, how it came up pretty much. So, I fuck with it. They got some dope apparel too. Oh, yeah. I fuck with the apparel.
You gotta get over how they look on your feet, because I'm a big foot too. So if I can get over it, you can get over it.
I'm telling you.
Bro. Only you know only.
I get it.
The only
if PJ Tuck can wear these shit, it's nigga you can wear these shit.
That nigga wears everything.
Skinny, he's a basketball player. He's rich.
Bro, y'all what are you saying?
You're not a basketball player anymore.
Not anymore. No.
Oh. Okay.
I'm not. I hoop, but you know, I used to be, you know, slim cut, you know what I'm saying?
My nigga, I'm saying though, you still look like you can goddamn go play a 2 for the Hawks.
This is the only dunk I want right here, bro.
Good luck.
I ain't got no.
This gonna be a hard shoe to get.
Bro, every dunk is hard to get now.
I'm sorry. That's crazy.
It's fucked up.
Anybody that tell you otherwise, they lying.
The material is dope. That's really what I would
it's
the material. I really love the material.
You got to put in more work to get dunks now than you do for anything.
Yeah.
This was easy to get. I put it in perspective like that. Unions were easy for me to get.
That's crazy.
No.
Yo, who man?
This just wasn't easy for us to get.
So you can't get 13. So you can't get 13-14 on this.
Shit, I'll try, but I ain't guaranteeing it.
Atlanta or LA? You gotta like just. Say the city.
This man want me to tell everything.
No, I'm just saying. Just say LA or Atlanta.
What's the easiest place
all.
to get your sneakers?
Yeah.
It depends on what it is.
What's coming out next? Like what's up and coming?
Like What the Fives, if those are next. That's pretty much easy anyway.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
Atlanta.
Now those the Navy ones that are about to drop too?
Yeah, the midnight ones.
LA or Chicago.
The ones I posted the other day with the silver check? Is there reason why? Midnight?
Yeah.
Those are gonna
be. I need a size 7.
He didn't have a 7. I already told you. I called right then and there. That's the impossible size.
But I mean, those you know, they've been circulating already. So
yeah, and that's what I was like.
What's the market on those?
What's the market on those?
Yeah,
like right now, early. Probably
like what's your market?
I don't have it, so I'm not putting the market on it because I don't
have it. 400. Then I'm selling it for you. 450.
Hey, if they're willing to pay it, I'll take it.
I'm telling you,
they will, bro. Hey, did you jump on the Air Force Ones thing yet? The Wave? Just buying a whole bunch of Air Force Ones?
I have a pair of Forces.
Yeah.
We like to call them G-Fazos where I'm from.
G-Fazos? Yeah. G-Fazos?
Or G-Fazos, you know, Fazos, however you want to say it.
Okay.
But yeah, so.
It's a unique name.
I have a pair of all whites. Do I wear them? No.
No, do you sell them?
Oh,
no. No.
So I leave that to the
What do
guys.
We really call Ones? Air Force Ones, Forces.
That's just
white on white.
I don't really wear them.
White on white Forces. That's a universal name for pretty much everybody.
So I'm not from Chicago, but I go to Chicago, I say Forces.
They're going to know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's a universal
name. No, I'm saying they're going to be like, this nigga ain't from Ryan.
Oh, they definitely going to know you're not from Ryan.
So what they call you in G what?
Fazos.
G Fazos?
Just say Fazos.
Yeah. It's a dope name, but I ain't never heard that in my life, man. That's good. Everybody got their own little.
Yeah. Up top, they say Uptowns. Like New Orleans, say G-Nights.
So how does that relate to Air Force Ones? Can you give me the background story on that? No, I'm dead.
Oh, no, I would like to know where the Fazos come from, too.
No, I mean, so basically, that was just coming from G-Herbo.
Okay.
That's where that came from.
Like so that. He'd be like, I got my Fazos on.
Yeah. That was his. That's basically like paying homage and respect to his homie, Fazo.
I'm about to say, Herbo. I'm about to ask you, too, like, where you come up with this shit at, man? Okay.
But he young, though, so what did they call? Okay.
It hasn't been around forever, but
right. Okay.
That's where it came from.
Hey, I'm with it. You with it, I'm with it. This is dope. This is a dope name, though. I'll fuck with it. what's the time check? Ooh, yeah. So Let me get your
goals, bro. Right now your goals for me. I need to
hold on before. Do you got anything that you want to speak? Because I know you on the schedule. You never very
No, he finished off with that.
What?
Did what?
No, I know. But I wanna know before we can get, you know, if he has something else to express, then we get into the goals.
Oh, I mean, okay. If we wanna talk, like We need a lot of time because I
guess. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the snippet, so we will get him part two. Well,
so, go ahead. Goals. 1 year, 3 year, 5 year.
The 1 year is definitely going to be, it's definitely moving up. Looking at doing a website to cut out just branch myself off from just doing social media, you know, advertising and whatnot. So that's the first goal. Next goal from there is definitely going to be a storefront.
Okay.
Other than that, you know, just hopefully branching off into doing other things as well, because it's not just all about sneakers at the end of the day.
Right.
But yeah, those are my main goals that I'm looking forward to helping branch this thing off.
So far as your storefront, are you looking for like a La Maniere where you got a Nike rep, or are you looking for like a buy, sell, trade, consignment?
Honestly, I would rather go, you know, the Nike route, because I'll be honest, I don't want to resell forever.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some people.
No, that's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, I don't want
to remember the little people. I tried to be able to come pick up my shoe at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, and I mean that's what I want to do it for, because that's how I started. In the same time, you know, I wasn't really making any money doing any of this stuff. I was just looking out for my homies.
Facts.
So I want to get back to doing that, you know, because I get a better feeling doing that anyway.
Facts.
You know, it's more genuine. So, but I want to do something different from what everybody around here doing, because pretty much every shop over here is doing the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only thing that's different is the look of them, but you know, the infrastructure is fucked up. I'll put it that way.
Nah,
it's fucked up. But you know, I want to just do something where people feel, you know, you happy about what you spent your money on at the end of the day. Because I'm nobody without you. If you don't spend your money, then what the fuck am I doing?
Facts.
So that's all.
What about merch? You got merch already?
I'm working on that.
Working. Okay.
I'm working on that. You know.
Okay.
What you gonna do? Some hoodies? Some tees?
I said, I don't know if I want to go that route because everybody's doing it. So I don't know yet. I'm still in the brainstorming phase of that.
You know, gotcha. You know what will be, everybody will buy? Socks. I think that's the wave now.
Yeah.
The socks is the wave. That,
yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I want us to do socks. So sneaker room, my life.
Oh, trust me. I'm already like getting it together.
He getting in the order right now.
Yeah, already. I'm like, but only thing we have to figure out what this logo is gonna look like.
Oh, you need to holler at NB about that.
He might be really expensive.
NB did my logo. That's my bro. That's big homie right there. So
okay. Fuck with it. But we just need it. Once we get this logo, we taking off.
Yeah,
that's all. We taking off or whatever.
What music you currently listen to, bro?
What am I listening to now?
Like you jump on a plane on your way to Chi-Town, LA. What you throwing?
Yeah, would you? What? Hold on. Look, what Chicago artist do you mess with heavy? Let's do that.
Chicago artist heavy right now.
Even it's up and coming, somebody we don't know, or somebody that's been out.
As much as I know, like we talk, I listen to everybody for the most part. Uh-huh. Even though, you know, we different neighborhoods, different sides, whatever. But that ain't my beef or nothing like that.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the culture of the city.
Yeah.
But like I said, I listen. You know, Dirk. I listen to Vaughn. You know, I listen to any and everybody. You know.
Yeah.
Your music, I can. Even though
because you can relate to it.
I can relate to you. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just because I'm not from your different neighborhood.
Side of trash,
I still know what the fuck you went through. Facts. I saw some of the same things going on. So. Mm-hmm. I'm always going to listen to what I can relate to. But when I'm on a plane, 9 times out of 10, Nipsey, definitely, I'm behind in the wave, but Lucci.
Okay.
Wife and Lucci, definitely been listening to him. I'm behind, but, you know, I'm catching up, though.
This is my rotation. Look, you listen to I'm Serious?
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on now.
You good. That's it.
He from Atlanta, bro. We already established this.
No. Just because I graduated from Stevenson don't mean.
He said, no.
Don't put that out on air. Don't put that.
I've been listening to Atlanta music for a while. Like, I still remember I even had the cassette tape for Southern Playlist of Cadillac Music. So, yeah.
Hey, he said, that nigga from Atlanta, shawty.
No.
But no, I just like dope music.
ATL tattoo you got right there?
No, don't even play me like that.
I'll look at you.
Nah,
he got the Braves A right there, bro. But nah, bruh, again, let the folks know how they can reach you, man. Give you shout outs, man.
Definitely reach me on Instagram and Twitter, retro_Rico. It's R-E-C-O, not with an I. But that's pretty much all I'm on right now. But if you go on the Instagram, I got my phone number. I got my email if you need to get in touch with me. My DMs are crazy. So if I don't get back to you right away, don't
business-wise.
Just understand, you got to reach out. There's more than one way to reach me. I'm always answer the phone or a text before I check the DMs because it's hard. I'm responding to one person, then I got 5 more, then keep all those going. It's crazy.
And your shout-outs?
Shout out to my lady right now because she be helping me hold it down.
Well, you know you gotta get a clap.
That's
it.
Quick.
And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Straight up. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, behind every good businessman is a strong woman, for sure.
Do not look at StockX and then be like, hey, StockX said, don't do this because he will cuss you out.
I'm not gonna cuss you out. I'm just not gonna respond.
I'm about to say
we're
not even gonna say
it. I don't even get mad.
No. He gonna put on his story. He had a recent story. He was drinking a drink, right? And I thought this shit was hilarious. And he's like, when everybody asked me about these
buses. Oh, I said that.
Shit was funny.
Let me tell y'all the story about that. So
yeah.
Everybody, you know, for the most part, most people that do know me, they know like, okay, certain shoes I might get a few early here and there, whatnot, but I don't advertise early pairs because most people don't want to pay for it.
Right.
So I'm like, that's cool. You know, I get that. But everybody was blowing me up for 2 weeks asking, yo, you going to get mochas? I said, yes, I'm going to have mochas on release day. Don't worry about it. I said that several times. I just post the shoes so people know ahead of time, look, I do got them. I'm not selling them, but Saturday morning, be ready to look out, you know, and have your money ready, whatever you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
They were blowing me up about it. So I'm just like, okay, y'all not listening. Cool. I'm just going to sip my drink because I literally went to In-N-Out when I got off the plane. I just got my shake. And I'm just sitting there looking at all these messages on my phone. I'm not responding to none of this shit.
So do you put the price on so they already know, so they have their money ready? Or you just, I guess, they assume
when
like,
I post for sale, that's when I let people know the prices. But it's kind of like a marketing strategy for me. I post the shoe, so I let you see that I have it.
Right.
I let you know all the sizes I have. So now the only question you have to ask me is how much. I try to make it as easy as possible for people, but most times they either don't read, they just see the shoe.
Oh, it, yeah, I about to say they don't. I ain't gonna lie. I don't be reading that shit. Like, I be like, oh, you got that shoe? Bet.
And that's cool. I get it.
And even if I tap next, the price might be on even on the next slide. I literally do not wait.
Because I already know. Say you say, I got these, right? But don't put the price. All right, no, I know it's going to be around 8, 9, something like that. So I need to have my money ready. I know people might have like $400, be like, I only got $450, $500. You be like, no, that's not going to work.
Not going to work.
Not going to, yeah.
Not even. But yeah, man, yeah. Rico, my brother, glad you came through, man. We definitely appreciate it. Definitely can't wait for episode 2 to come through. Oh, yeah.
Episode 2 is going down.
We got time. Yeah, damn right.
Hey, give me an outro song before you leave, bro. Hurry up. 2 seconds.
Outro?
Yeah. Yep.
Nipsey grinding all my life.
Say no more.
Man, that should make me miss L.A. Then I want to go to In-N-Out. Give me some animal-style fries. No onions.
You don't need that shit.
I don't, but I want it.
That's one of my go-tos every time.
I miss it.
And we out. As far as us, I ain't doing nothing. You already know to hit us at @sneakers_ruin_my_life.
Yep.
If you want to get real personal, just hit me at @frvr_ATL.
Hit your boy up. @blessedup_Duffy. It's your boy, Duffy, man. Appreciate you guys. Love you guys. Thank you for the support.
Yes. Yep. And, you know, more to come. I'll holler at y'all.
Gone.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, all my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I'm married to this gang, that's who I made my wife. Said I'd die alone, I told that bitch she probably right. One thing that's for sure, not a stranger to this life. Got a safe that's full of Franklins and a shoulder full of stripes. I don't know a nigga like myself. I say self-made, meaning I design myself. County jail fade, you can pull my file yourself. Spot raid, swallow rocks, I'm getting high myself. Nah, damn right I like the life I built. I'm from West Side 60, shit I might got killed. Standing so tall, they think I might got stilts. Legendary baller like Mike, like Will. 96 Impala, thug life on wheels. Up against the wall, squabble at Fox Hills. Like a motherfucking boss, ask me how I feel. Successful street nigga touching them first meals. Whoa. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I been grinding all my life. Look, all my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice, that's why. All my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I got everything I said I was gonna get on my kid. In addition to that fact, I went legit. I'm the shit now, according to the way that I'm positioned. In this biz, it look like I'm just gonna keep on getting rich. I know them Westside RSCs is